God bless you, dear friend. This is Prophet Berrien. While in prayer, during my daily morning time of prayer at 6 a.m., the Holy Spirit began to impress upon me to give you the word of the Lord. On a daily basis, I am ministering and prophesying and interceding for literally thousands of people. So I know it was the Spirit of the Lord when He spoke your name to me. And I was obedient to the Holy Ghost. And God says to let you know that you're coming into a season and a time of a new expression. You're coming into a season of a time where you're going to begin to see a new joy. You're coming into a season of time where you're going to be able to verbalize and speak the things that I have placed inside of thee. And you're going to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee in a brand new way. For the Lord says unto thee that I have given you excellent people skills. I have gifted thee, and I have put thee to be one that will move into areas of authority. One that will move into areas of authority rather than being dictated to. And you will excel even in the things of the gospel. And yet I see governmental matters around thee as well. And yet I have gifted thee to be one that will take great pride in your reputation and the things that you do. And you will see that the Lord says, I will raise thee up. And I will bring you into a season of new change. Oh, prepare thyself, for you're stepping into a season where my word shall come alive in thee. For the Lord says unto thee that I have gifted thee with the art of communication. For you have a gift for speaking. You have a gift for the arts. And you're going to see a new level of happiness coming into your life. For I've caused you to be one that is very talkative, one that is very creative. And yet I see writing all around thee. You should do more writing, for writing shall be an area of release for thee. For there is a writer inside of thee. For the Lord further says unto thee that I will bring you into a time of expression. I will bring you into a time of new fulfillment. I will bring you into a time of new creativity. I will bring you into a time where I'm going to begin to touch thee health-wise as well. And I'll remove the dis-ease from around thee. And yet I see acting around thee. For the Lord says unto thee, did you have a gift for children? You have a gift for children. And you will bring balance into the lives of many people. For I will bring you into a time of happiness. And I will remove the unhappiness. I will remove the harshness and the negative things that the enemy has tried to bring before thee. And as you stay in my word, I shall bless thee. For the Lord says, do not be a partaker or a doer of gossip. For the Lord says unto thee that I have called thee to be a builder, and you will see that you will bring beauty into the lives of people, for you will be a healer. And yea, God will say unto thee that even though others try to bring hostility toward thee, even though others try to bring critical words, even though others are egotistical, the Lord says unto thee that I have put my word in your mouth, and I will raise thee up. For I will bring thee into a season of holiness and beautiness, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And new pleasure shall come unto thee. For good things are in store for thee. Good things are in store for thee. For the Lord says unto thee that I will raise thee up. Now God says, do not be a partaker of poisonous words, but know that I shall remove that which the enemy has meant for evil. For the Lord says, even in this hour, I have great things in store for thee. Now the Lord will further say unto thee that I have given thee a strong gifting to pick up things. I have given thee to be one that is articulate, one that is elegant, one that is a strong communicator, one that is energetic, one that is imaginative. And yet God says, I have put many talents inside of thee. For the Lord says, there's music in you. There's art, there's dancing, there's acting, there's the song of the Lord in your mouth. And yet you have a strong prophetic ability, and you see things before they happen. For this is a gift that I have placed inside of thee. And I will not share my gift with many, but I will share it with thee. For I will raise thee up. Do not move into indecisiveness, yea, saith the Lord. Do not move into the spirit where you begin to exaggerate some things. For the Lord says, do not pit too many fires or too many irons in the fire, because this will only scatter you and weaken the anointing and weaken the power and weakening your energies. And I will bring you to a season where the difficulties of finances are coming to an end, and you will be able to manage the very things that I have placed inside of thee. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord thus rest upon thee, For I have called thee to be a good talker, for I have called thee to be a promoter of my word. Worry not. Do not worry over things, but trust me. Be not one that is impatient. Be not irritable. Be not impulsive. Do not let these negative things have their place in thee. For I favor thee in this season. Even political matters and business success shall be thy portion. For there's a richness that I have placed inside of thee. And you're going to come into a season when you will experience prosperity and happiness. Now, in regards to health matters, the throat, the thyroid, and the vocal cords I'm going to touch. Do not hold back what I have put inside of thee. Do not swallow things, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. But speak my word in truth, and I will raise thee up, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For God says unto thee, that I have gifted thee to be one that will bring things to completion. For the Lord says unto thee, you're going to see returns and blessings coming into your hands. And yet you have such executive abilities, for you are a born leader. For I have given thee to be one that is moral, one that is balanced, one that is honest, and one that is intellectual. And you're going to attain spiritual prosperity. For the Lord says unto thee, that enemy will try to bring certain things your way, calamities or accidents. But God said, I send forth mine angels to cover thee, even watch your steps and the places that you go, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For you hold a gift and a talent and a charm that I have placed inside of thee. For the Lord says unto thee, do not become a victim of indecision. Do not hold on to things, but move unto the law of release. Do not hold on to grudges, for this is not of me. Do not become a victim of indecision and procrastination. For if so, this can cause physical challenges in your body. For the Lord says, if you move into indecision, someone else may take things away from you. For the Lord says unto thee, use wisdom and be sensitive to the things of the Spirit. And yet I heard God say unto me, do not overlook things, nor neglect things. Matters should be examined carefully, and you should always get counsel in things that you're doing. Watch the things that you sign, papers, double check things, they say at the Lord of hosts. For do not worry, nor allow these things to abide inside of thee. For if so, it could cause stress and tension and acidic matters in the stomach area. And this could also lead to high blood pressure. But the Lord says, strive to remain calm and at peace within yourself and know that I have gifted thee. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister the word, Lord, into your life. It is a gift. This is the things that I love, spreading the gospel, speaking to the lives of the people, and interceding for God's children. For God is still sitting on the throne, and God says, I'm in charge, and I'm in control of your life. I'm getting ready to go into a major revival, and I need your support. I want you to get a miracle seed and a $41 according to Hebrews 4 and chapter 12, the gift of prophecy. I love declaring and sharing the word of the Lord. We're in a season and time where we must learn to pray and trust God like we have never trusted him before. Beloved, help me spread the gospel. Help me spread the gospel to the hurting. My deepest compassion, my deepest love, my deepest longing is to shed and to spread the gospel. So I want you to move in faith. So I want you to trust God that you're stepping into a new season. By now I know that God is going to bless you. By now I know that you're moving into a brand new season of elevation and special blessings in store for thee. There's a release that has been getting ready to be released from heaven, for you're stepping into an open heaven season, a new glory shall rest upon thee, and God shall grace your mouth. He shall grace thee with an anointing. And you're going to see favor from influential people. Favor is thy portion. So help me spread the gospel. I want you to get your seed into the ground. I want you to click on that special button there and get your seed in the ground. The Lord loves you. We love you here. I want to thank you. I want you to get your seed in the ground within the next 24 to 48 hours. If not sooner. Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.